Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Pre-installation of Sanchar Sathi app not mandatory for mobile manufacturers. Government says app is secure and only meant to safeguard from cyber crime. Lok Sabha passes Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025 to increase excise duty and cess on tobacco products. 12 Maoists killed in an encounter in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms government's resolve to ensure dignity, accessibility and equal opportunities for Divyangjan. Nearly 64% of citizens receive at least one form of social security, says Labour Minister Mansukh Mandavia. And in men's cricket, India set a target of 359 for South Africa in second ODI in Raipur. In view of increasing acceptance of Sanchar Sathi app, the government has decided not to make the pre-installation of the app mandatory for mobile manufacturers. The Ministry of Communications in a statement said that the app is secure and purely meant to help citizens from bad actors in the cyber world. Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia today rejected the opposition's allegations of snooping, saying that snooping is neither possible nor will happen with the Sanchar Sathi app. Replying to a question in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Scindia clarified that users can activate the app by registering at their convenience to access its benefits, and they may deactivate or delete it from their devices at any time. He said the Narendra Modi government has provided this facility to protect the citizens from fraudulent activities.
Today, every citizen of the country can protect themselves from fraud from stolen mobile. They can record and report their stolen mobile. And 20 crore hits have been made on our portal. Approximately 1 crore 50 lakh apps have been downloaded. And today, I want to record that on the basis of this app and portal, 1 crore 50 lakh mobile connections have been disconnected in the country which are fraudulent because the public has reported this. Approximately 2.6 million stolen handsets we have traced. We have also returned 7 lakh handsets that have been stolen.
The government has mandated all pan masala packs to display retail sale price on their labels. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs in a statement said these amendments are made under the Legal Metrology Second Amendment Rules 2025. It informed that the amended rules will come into effect on the 1st of February next year, from which date all manufacturers, packers and importers of pan masala will be required to comply with the new regulations. The Lok Sabha has passed the Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025. The proposed law aimed to amend the Central Excise Act 1944 specifically to raise excise duties and cess on tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, hookah tobacco, chewing tobacco, zarda and scented tobacco. Replying to a debate on the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said this is not a new law and not even an additional tax. She said it is not a cess but an excise duty which existed before GST. She said even after GST came into effect, compensation cess rates remained unchanged from July 2017 to 2024.
When GST was introduced in 2017, the central government gave up its excise rights. And the duties which were levied under the central excise on tobacco products was given away in favor of the GST council so that the council can levy compensation cess, and that compensation cess which would be collected on tobacco products in the place of excise would go for the compensation for the states for the initial years when they come into the GST. As a result, the central excise duty, the right was kept up, but the duties were minimal or completely zero.
Several other members participated in the discussion, including Dr. D. Purundeshwari of BJP, Karthi P. Chidambaram of Congress, and Supriya Sule of NCP. More from our correspondent.
The bill is intended to increase central excise duty on unmanufactured tobacco, manufactured tobacco, tobacco products and tobacco substitutes, while the Central Excise Act 1944 levies an excise duty ranging between 200 rupees and 735 rupees per 1000 cigarettes. The enhanced duty under the bill ranges between 2700 rupees and 11000 rupees per 1000 cigarettes. The bill also prescribes higher excise duty for manufactured tobacco products. For instance, the duty on chewing tobacco will increase from 25% to 100%. Duty on hookah will increase from 25% to 40%. For smoking mixtures for pipes and cigarettes, the duty is proposed to be increased from 60% to 325%. The purpose of the bill is to protect people from the ill effect of tobacco and to discourage them from its consumption. With Anand Kumar, Bhupendra Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
After the discussion, the House was adjourned for the day to meet again tomorrow. In Chhattisgarh, 12 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. Three security personnel have also laid down their lives in the line of duty, while two others sustained injuries in the encounter. More from our correspondent.
Acting on specific intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists along the Bijapur-Dantewada border, a joint team comprising the District Reserve Guard of Dantewada in Bijapur district, the Special Task Force, Cobra Unit and the CRPF launched a search operation in the area. During the operation, the exchange of fire commenced. Security forces have so far recovered the bodies of 12 Maoists from the encounter site. Rifles and other explosive materials have also been seized from the location. In the encounter, two other security personnel have been injured. Additional forces have been rushed to the area and a coordinated search operation is going on in the region. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed the government's resolve to ensure dignity, accessibility and equal opportunities for persons with disabilities on the occasion of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Divyangjan persons have excelled across diverse sectors through their creativity and determination. Highlighting the steps taken in recent years, Mr. Modi noted that India has strengthened its commitment to Divyang Kalyan through laws, accessible infrastructure, inclusive education policies and innovations in assistive technologies. Prime Minister Modi shared an article on social media today highlighting the importance of natural farming. Mr. Modi said it promotes diversified fields where plants, trees and livestock coexist to support natural biodiversity. He issued a clarion call to people across India to adopt and expand natural farming practices. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back, here with us on the news at 9. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said today nearly 64% of citizens receive at least one form of social security, making India the world's second largest provider of social security benefits. Speaking at India Edge 2025 conference in New Delhi today, Dr. Mandavia said the new labour codes drew insights from the International Labour Organization by introducing several worker-friendly measures.
We have to give rights to the labourers. We also have to ensure their welfare, and that is why we have taken several such steps, which is not just about the merging of laws, but we have brought these reforms as a mission to give dignity and respect to our workforce and honour their self-empowerment.
The new labour codes implemented by the government on the 21st of last month are poised to offer stability to workers' livelihoods across India. Our correspondent brings a report on how the new reforms are providing the direct benefit to bidi and cigar workforce.
In order to provide financial stability to bidi and cigar workers, government has now introduced an expanded system of wage protection, social security coverage and workplace safeguards. Under new reforms, normal working days are now uniformized at fixed 8 hours while retaining the weekly limit of 48 hours. Also, free annual health checkups are now provided to employees, ensuring health care. In addition, floor wages will be fixed by the central government considering the minimum living standards of an employee, including food, clothing, etc., offering stability in daily life. Furthermore, employers are directed to pay twice the normal wage rate for any work beyond normal working hours, as with new codes, employees are entitled to overtime. These measures will build stability and bring dignity into workers' lives by ensuring a more inclusive support mechanism. With Rohan, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Member of Parliament Nishikant Dubey has emphasized that the youth of this country should think in the direction of making the country a developed nation by 2047. Mr. Dubey was delivering the prestigious Dr. Rajendra Prasad Memorial Lecture 2025 in New Delhi, organized by Akashvani. He said the contribution of Dr. Rajendra Prasad, the first president of India, in framing the constitution and his ideals are still relevant in today's time. As a mark of respect to Dr. Rajendra Prasad, Akashvani hosts the Dr. Rajendra Prasad Memorial Lecture every year. The recording of this lecture will be broadcast at 9:30 p.m. tonight on the entire network of Akashvani on the occasion of Dr. Rajendra Prasad's birth anniversary. President of Russia Vladimir Putin will pay a state visit to India tomorrow for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. During the two-day visit, President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Draupadi Murmu will also receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honour. The visit will provide an opportunity for the leadership of India and Russia to review progress in bilateral relations and set the vision for strengthening the special and privileged strategic partnership. President Draupadi Murmu has said the Indian Navy will continue to advance indigenous technologies and contribute significantly to the nation's goal of building a Vikasit Bharat. She was addressing the Navy operational demonstration in Thiruvananthapuram on the eve of Navy Day.
Modernization as well as development and adaptation of new technologies is crucial for the combat readiness of any armed force. It is heartening to see that the Indian Navy is demonstrating the capability to design and build complex platforms in India itself. Aircraft carriers, INS Vikram, advanced Visakhapatnam class destroyers, Nilgiri class frigates, and Kalvari class submarine are a few examples of our capabilities. Self-reliance strengthens national security. I am confident the Indian Navy will continue to develop indigenous technologies and contribute to achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat.
In men's cricket, India have set a target of 359 runs against South Africa in the second game of the three-match ODI series in Raipur. The hosts scored 358 for 5 in the stipulated 50 overs. Rutaraj Gaikwad scored 105 off 83 balls, while Virat Kohli scored 102 off 93 balls. It was Kohli's 53rd ODI century, a record-extending feat in the format. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and elected to field. In reply, South Africa were 289 for 4 in 40.3 overs when reports last came in. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal tomorrow. The Met Department has predicted heavy rainfall in places of South Interior Karnataka. It also said cold wave conditions are likely in Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab and Rajasthan. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Pre-installation of Sanchar Sathi app not mandatory for mobile manufacturers. Government says app is secure and only meant to safeguard from cyber crime. Lok Sabha passes Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025 to increase excise duty and cess on tobacco products. 12 Maoists killed in an encounter in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms government's resolve to ensure dignity, accessibility and equal opportunities for the Divyangjan. Nearly 64% of citizens receive at least one form of social security, says Labour Minister Mansukh Mandavia. And in men's cricket, India set a target of 359 for South Africa in second ODI in Raipur. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.